Welcome back to Coffee with a Calvinist. My name is Keith Foskey, and I am a Calvinist. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different than normal. Every day, we look at a passage of Scripture, and I talk about that passage of Scripture. But today, we're in Romans chapter 12, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how this passage of Scripture actually reminds me of someone who is very important in my life. I want to read the Scripture to you. This comes from Romans 12, beginning at verse 1. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, what I'm going to focus on today is where it says renewal of the mind. And what this brings to my mind is the late Dr. R.C. Sproul. Romans 12, the term renewing your mind was actually the name of Dr. Sproul's radio program, Renewing Your Mind with R.C. Sproul. And I remember when I first heard Dr. Sproul on the radio. It was very near the time I had been saved. I was listening to radio programs in my truck when I would go to and from work. And I remember hearing this man who spoke like no one I'd ever heard before. Dr. Sproul spoke with a sense of gravitas, a sense of a true capturing of truth. And he had such a powerful way of explaining truth. And he was both a teacher and a pastor. And I remember when I first heard him, I remember hearing the chalkboard hitting the chalkboard. And I remember thinking, this man has a chalkboard with him in his room. And I didn't realize at the time that he was not only a preacher, but he was a seminary professor. And so often he was used to having a chalkboard with him. And later I would see Dr. John Gerstner, who was his mentor. And I would see that Dr. Gerstner also used a chalkboard. And even today, if you watch our sermons at Sovereign Grace, you'll notice that we keep a whiteboard on the chancel up where I preach, because often I'll pull it out and I'll use it even in the middle of a sermon. It's just something that has been so ingrained in me, because when I saw Dr. Sproul, I saw him as both a teacher as well as a preacher. And I've sought many ways to model my teaching ministry after Dr. Sproul. I've just seen him as a model for teaching and a model for what the preaching ministry is. It's explaining the Word of God. It's explaining how the pieces all fit together. Dr. Sproul was the consummate systematic theologian, and he taught me so much, and I'm so grateful for him. And so, like I said, I just wanted to spend today, rather than doing the normal study that I do, I just wanted to spend today kind of giving a little tribute to Dr. R.C. Sproul. And again, based on this passage, which he used to name his program, Renewing Your Mind. Renewing Your Mind radio program began in October of 1994. Dr. R.C. Sproul was known best for his teaching on the subject of the holiness of God. And in fact, his first radio broadcast was on the otherness of God. And that's how Dr. Sproul explained what it meant that God was holy. Dr. Sproul said what it meant to be holy was it meant otherness. It meant to be unique, to be separated, to be different, to be unlike anything else. And that's what God is. God is holy. He is unlike anything else. And so when we think of God and His holiness, we think about the fact that He is other than anything. And I still keep copies of Dr. R.C. Sproul's book in my office. I keep copies of The Holiness of God. I buy it by the case, and therefore, when a person comes to the church and they've wanted to kind of get to know who we are as a church and our theology, oftentimes I'll give them a copy of that book, and I'll say, okay, this is what we want you to know about God. We want you to know that God, the God who created all things, He is a holy God. And He also wrote a book called Chosen by God, which was very, very influential in me actually becoming a Calvinist. I say today, I'm Keith Foskey and I'm a Calvinist. It was during my formative time of seeking to understand what it meant to be Reformed, what it meant to be a Calvinist, that I picked up Dr. R.C. Sproul's book, Chosen by God, and I read it. I devoured it. I loved it. And again, if you're a person who doesn't understand Reformed theology, if you don't understand what Calvinism is, I would encourage you to read Chosen by God by Dr. R.C. Sproul. And I was blessed to meet Dr. R.C. Sproul on a few occasions. He used to have a pastor's conference that he held in Orlando, or actually in Sanford, which is north of Orlando, nearer to Jacksonville, where I'm from. And I would go down to his pastor's conference, and I went down there a few years in a row, and it was so amazing. He only took a certain amount of pastors. You had to sign up almost a year in advance, and it covered food, it covered lodging. And it was awesome. And he was there and he was right in the midst of everyone. He would go walking by. And I remember one time I was walking by and he was sitting in a chair. And I remember saying, "Hello, Dr. Sproul." And he said, "Hello, Medford." And because my first name is Medford, and it was on my card or on my tag. And he looked at it. "Hello, Medford." And he said, "You're from Jacksonville." And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "I hear you have a football team up there." And of course, he was talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so we had a few-minute conversation just about life, and he mentioned football. And he was a big football fan, loved the Pittsburgh Steelers. I remember when I visited his home church of St. Andrews, the place where he pastored, the old building. They're now in a much larger building, but they used to be in a smaller building. And it was still very beautiful, very ornate, like a castle inside. And I remember there was a sign that said Steelers parking only, and that was Dr. R.C. Sproul's parking space. And I remember going to see him, and I remember getting to talk to him at his church, and I remember that he was a very kind man. He was a gentleman as well as a scholar, and I enjoyed the few times I got to spend with him. I enjoyed the fact that he didn't know it, but he was a mentor in my life, someone who had really changed the way that I understood and taught. He was so brilliant and he was so effective in my life. And I will be forever thankful to Dr. R.C. Sproul for what he has been in my life. I look forward to seeing him in heaven. He taught me to be a better teacher. He made hard subjects accessible. And that is something that I have really sought to model in my own teaching ministry. He helped me to be a better Christian. He certainly helped me to understand Calvinism better and what that meant. And I remember so many things about him. One of the things I'll never forget, I was there for the infamous moment when he cried out, "What's wrong with you people?" That has become somewhat of a cultural touchstone in the Reformed community, where people look back and they think about Dr. Sproul. Someone asked him a question at a conference. I'll try to slide the video in.
If God is slow to anger and patient, since God is slow to anger, we're always learning. Since God is slow to anger and patient, then why, when man first sinned, was his wrath and punishment so severe and long-lasting?
Time out. Didn't we just have that question a second ago?
We did.
Yeah,
it's a little,
I think
little nuance.
That God's punishment for Adam was so severe. This creature from the dirt defied the everlasting holy God. After that, God had said, "The day that you shall eat of it, you shall surely die." And instead of dying Thanatos that day, he lived another day and was clothed in his nakedness by pure grace and had the consequences of a curse applied for quite some time But the worst curse would come upon the one who seduced him, whose head would be crushed by the seed of the woman. And the punishment was too severe? What's wrong with you people? I'm serious. I mean, this is what's wrong with the Christian church today. We don't know who God is, and we don't know who we are. The question is, why wasn't it infinitely more severe? If we have any understanding of our sin and any understanding of who God is, that's the question, isn't it?
And some people take offense to that. And just a few moments ago, I said he was a very kind man. He was a kind man, but he was also serious about the gospel. And he was serious about people understanding the gospel. He was serious about the holiness of God, and he was serious about people understanding the holiness of God. He was serious about us having a renewed mind. And so that's my encouragement to you today. As we look at Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul, this is moving into Romans. It's moving into the portion where Paul is giving us the application of all of the theology that he has given. And he calls us to renew our minds. And so how do we renew our minds? We renew our minds with the Word of God. We renew our minds by being teachable, by being students of the Word. And we renew our minds through the process of study and learning and seeking that the Spirit would teach us. And again, I just looking at the passage, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." So Dr. Sproul was a man who I loved. He was a man who, though again, we didn't meet very often, we didn't meet very much in life, I do look forward to seeing him in heaven one day. And I'm thankful for all that he meant to me. And again, this is just meant to be a short tribute to him. Coffee with a Calvinist is a daily program that I put out just as an encouragement to you as Bible students. And my encouragement to you today is be thankful for good teachers. Be thankful for men like Dr. R.C. Sproul, who gave their lives to the teaching of the Word of God. And be thankful that God has inspired men to do those things, to do that thing, to teach the Word of God. Be grateful for them and thank God for them. And I thank God for R.C. Sproul. And I thank God that you have been with us today, that you've watched this program. And I pray that it has been an encouragement to you. I want to remind you that if you enjoy our daily programs, please take a moment to like, comment, and subscribe to this video. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. If you're watching on Facebook, share. And this lets us reach a wider audience. Again, thank you for watching Coffee with a Calvinist. My name is Keith Foskey, and I am a Calvinist. God bless you.